historical, you know, things that we have here at the in Montgomery and surrounding areas with the White House, first White House of the Confederacy, and you know, on and on and other. I mean, you had the Battle of Selma in Selma, but all that's taboo. But the way I see it, you don't have civil rights without the Civil War. They go hand in hand, and I think it could be a tremendous economic impact for Montgomery and the River Region if they would market both of those.
Yeah, John, my approach would be promote both, and instead of tearing down certain monuments, I would build up new ones, especially to the civil rights. Like, keep building. So you can literally walk through history in a few blocks.
Have a walking tour. We've got a great downtown, and we're just not capitalizing on that.
That makes sense to me, because without the Civil War and, you know, slavery, they've overcome nothing. That's my point.
The story is what it is. And heck, I would even encourage, if you're going to build statues, monuments, civil rights leaders, you make them even a little taller if you want to really get the point across. But I think the point should be to build up, continue the story. And then also, when we talk about the Selma to Montgomery March, how's Selma doing these days economically?
Yeah, not well.
And that's not just picking on Selma. No. How is a lot of rural Alabama doing these days? And that's what we also need to keep our eye on. Is, we need to celebrate history, and we can promote tourism with it. But also, we can't just rest on our laurels of history. You got to continue to build and continue the story. I got to run, John. I appreciate it, man.
Hey, thank you, John.
Yes, sir.
272-9228. We got a business break coming up here from folks from the rodeo coming by.
Oh, awesome.
Talk about the rodeo coming up. So we got to hit this top of the hour break.
Any cowgirls?
I don't know.
I sure hope so.
We'll ask about it.
Yeah.
More news and views after this top of the hour break.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. First-time unemployment claims rose by about 9,000 last week, hitting 745,000. All told, some 4.3 million Americans are now collecting traditional state jobless benefits. President Biden said to be on board with some of the Senate changes being made to his nearly $2 trillion COVID relief bill. Clearing the House in a party-line vote, no Republican support, a sweeping police reform bill dubbed the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. Republicans claim that it's another attempt by Democrats to defund the police. On Wall Street right now, stocks in negative territory. The Dow, which had been higher, is now down about 6 points. The S&P 500 index off 11, and the NASDAQ trading 124 points lower. This is SRN News.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1335. Rec Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The weather news is good. This is the best day of the week weather-wise, with the warming trend continuing. High temperatures today will be in the lower 70s. Plenty of sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear. A little chilly, but actually close to normal. Low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 60s, maybe teasing 70 degrees. We should be dry during the day tomorrow, but a chance of a few showers late Friday night. Lots of sunshine this weekend. High temperatures in the middle 60s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Tyson Eves with Serendipity Uniforms on the Eastern Bypass in the Promenade Shopping Center. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 7 years. We use them exclusively for all our radio advertising. It is by far the biggest bang for our buck. If you want results, go with Blue Water.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, coworkers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Airnell Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the conversation. Got a full board here, but first we need to promote a great event. Over 60 years it's been going on. That is the SLE Rodeo, and joining us to talk about that is Randy Davis. Hey, Randy, how are you today?
I am fine. Good to see the sun out today.
Absolutely. I love it when a day starts with the sun actually shining. I can't stand those rainy days. So tell us the basics here about the rodeo, and then we'll get into it.
Yes, sir. 2 weeks from today, 7 o'clock at Garrett Coliseum, we're going to kick the gates open for the 64th Annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association Rodeo, which is PCRA in short, or PRCA in short. And we are the same thing as the NFL, the Major League Baseball, the NBA. This is probably one of the best kept secrets in Montgomery, Alabama. We've been coming every year to the Garrett Coliseum, and we'll be there this year, the 18th, 19th, and 20th. So our night performances start at 7 o'clock. We have a Saturday matinee at 2 o'clock.
So if folks want to just, they're hearing this and they maybe already know about it and like, I got to get tickets, how do they go about that?
Yes, sir. And we want to certainly recommend advance tickets. But on the front end, we are working closely with the city, health department, everything to let people know that we're doing everything that will be COVID compliant,
right,
as far as our requirements. And as part of that, we'll have a reduced seating this year. So another reason to recommend and get advance tickets. And save $5 versus the price at the gate on the day of the show. Tickets can be obtained by calling our ticket office at the Alabama Cattlemen's Association, and that number is 888-2-RODEO-2. Go online to slerodeo.com and order them. They can be purchased at the Garrett Coliseum box office, and Ticketmaster also handles them. Well, another safety feature with our tickets this year, if you order them online or call in, we can get those sent to you electronically on your phone, so you don't have to have the paper handling of tickets. So working real hard to make a good, safe opportunity and venue, and we look forward to filling it up with COVID compliance this year.
And this is truly a several-day event. I'm looking at slerodeo.com. It's a great website, folks, slerodeo.com. As you just heard Randy say, you can get tickets there. And you can also check out all the different events that are going on. Randy, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but what do you think is your most popular event that you have going on over the few days?
Well, by far, it's our professional rodeo because of just what it is. These are professional rodeo cowboys and cowgirls that come from all over the United States, Canada, and even Australia. They are unique in professional sports in that they don't draw a salary, so they pay their own entry fees, and any prize money they receive is just from their performance, and they are top level. They're the same ones that compete in our Super Bowl or World Series. It's called the National Finals Rodeo. It's held each year in December, normally in Las Vegas. Last year it was held out in Arlington at Globe Field, where the Rangers play. Top athletes in both the participants as well as the livestock. Our stock contractor, which is the company that produces the rodeo, will bring the best stock in the United States. For 6 years in a row, they've been chosen the stock contractor of the year, and that decision is made by the contestants and their people that they work with, as well as other rodeo contractors. So, and those athletes are just as important as the cowboy and cowgirl athletes, and they have a background, a history of the outstanding stock with world champion bucking horses, bulls, and it really brings a full event. We also have Trent McFarlane will be our rodeo clown. Trent is a second-generation local professional rodeo clown. He will keep everybody entertained and on the edge of their seat for a couple of hours. We have Mr. Tim Leppard and the Ghost Riders, which are better known as Cowboy Monkeys, that always entertain. Also, on Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night, we'll have extreme bullfights at the end of our performance, which is a competitive bullfighting opportunity.
Wow.
That provides a lot of activity. So by far the rodeo is, but we are a livestock exposition. We actually start next Wednesday with a collegiate judging contest from collegiate judging livestock judging teams from all over the United States, largely southeastern at this prime. But that's an opportunity where the youth have to make decisions and then back them up with oral. And that's excellent training for anybody going into business or the youth down the road. The Southeastern Livestock Exposition is a nonprofit organization promoted to providing opportunities for youth in farming and ranching, local community activities, and education of the agriculture way. The rodeo is actually our only fundraising event of the year. The other events that we have going on, which will be a barrel race, we actually have a Little Britches Rodeo on the 13th, which is the Saturday before our main rodeo. That will be for kids 8 through 18, I believe. No, 6 through 18. It's a national chartered organization, the oldest live kids rodeo organization in the U.S. They'll be in town, and there are a lot of local entries that come to that. We have the state steer show goes on the week of the rodeo, starting on Thursday of that week, where our FFA and 4-H contestants come in from all over the state and show their cattle for a livestock competition. So it's just a week full of events, and everything is free other than the rodeo events that take place. We welcome opportunity for anyone that would like to come out and see livestock, kids, and the lessons learned and responsibilities there. We welcome that opportunity. And we have some stuff for the youngsters on Saturday morning. We call it a Western Festival, where kids 4 to 8 years old are welcome to come down on the arena floor. There will be some Western games, if you will, and some opportunity there. Again, within COVID-compliant regulations, so that's first and foremost to make sure that we have a safe venue. But a lot of activity, and if you've never been to a rodeo, this is one to come see, and I believe you'll like what you see. We open with a very patriotic opening, and it just gets everything started with full of energy and pack. And speaking of patriotic, for our military and first responders, there's a ticket special for all of our performances for them. It's buy one, get one free. Because we greatly appreciate and respect those folks and want to extend that opportunity to them. It does require them to show up some type of identification, but they can get that. Friday night is a family four-pack, two adults and two children, for $40. Our advance tickets for adults are $20 and $10 for children. Everything will be general admission, and we'll have ushers who will be seating our spectators on a COVID-compliant spacing as well.
So, folks, it's only 2 weeks out, so you need to get on top of it. I'm looking at, again, slerodeo.com. You can buy tickets there, and I'm looking at all the different events, a lot of what you mentioned, plus more, so you can check it out online there at slerodeo.com. And Eddie, you had a question?
Yeah, I got a quick question. Randy, is there any way that we got 2 weeks? Can we get Joey on a bull?
No, that's not.
We're not talking to you right now, Joey. We're talking to Randy and I talking. It's grown folks talking.
Well, if we give him advance notice, I'm pretty sure there's no way we're going to get him on a bull.
Well, I know a couple farmers. And if y'all need a bull, we can drag one in.
Oh, okay.
No, you're going to get me all worked up. Like, you're going to get me to where I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll go in the bull.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're going to have me sit on it. I can't see it. And it's like Joey walks out on a little pony.
That was the plan. Yeah. A little miniature pony. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, Eddie. Thanks for looking out for me,
buddy.
Friend.
I'll tell you, that's what, when you have good friends like that, you can't beat them, right?
That's right.
Well, Randy, I appreciate you calling in today. So folks can buy tickets online at slerodeo.com, at the box office at Garrett Coliseum. And what's that number again they can call?
The 888-2-RODEO-2. And that's our ticket office there at the Alabama Cattlemen's Building on Bainbridge. It's 201 South Bainbridge Street during regular business hours. Our ticket manager there will be more than glad to assist, answer any questions, talk about any opportunities. Children 12 and under can go to that website, color a coloring page option, and with a paid adult can get in free.
Cool.
That's awesome. Well, Randy, I appreciate the time this morning, and man, this is going to be a big event, so yeah. I hope folks take advantage.
Well, we appreciate y'all giving us the opportunity to visit your listeners. We welcome everyone to come out. We're looking for a great show. We'll be a pro tour rodeo this year, so we've got them coming from everywhere, and the top athletes, both animal athletes and contestant athletes.
Cool.
Well, thank you, Randy. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Y'all take care. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Yeah, big. I think it's a... something a lot of folks could use right now.
Oh, yeah. Seeing you dressed up in a rodeo clown outfit in the barrel.
Now, that's just false advertising. It's one thing to exaggerate.
I think, Joey, you could do it. You get in that barrel. It looks pretty safe.
Yeah.
I mean, from the stands where I'll be, looks very safe.
Yeah, you know, I remember on a field trip one year, we were at one of these camps around here. And,
yeah.
You know how they used to have those gyms with the awning over it?
Oh,
so
yeah.
It was open air, but it had a big awning with the big steel beams that would up. Yeah, lightning struck it. And, you know, one of the dads messing around. He's like, hey, Joey, why don't you lick it? I'm getting memories of that for some reason. Just lick the electrified pole. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Chris. Hey, Chris. Chris, how are you there?
Good
afternoon. Hey.
Good morning. Yeah, hey, sorry. Well, you know, I kind of forgot what I was going to talk about.
It happens.
I do want to see Joey on a bull, though. I think we need to do it for charity. Everybody chip in $100, Joey on the bull.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. In fact, I know we got listeners out there that have these kind of animals.
Yeah, man. I mean, it'd be great.
You know, I can be an ass, and I can be pretty dumb, but I ain't that dumb.
I don't know, Joe.
It's amazing watching those guys get slung around on those animals. That's crazy.
And they bounce up like it ain't nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I'm done. I'm laying there for weeks.
You got that right. Well, I would first say, you know, Jason had called earlier, and I appreciate that. I think more, you know, Democrats or liberals need to start calling in. I think that's a great thing.
Sure.
Nothing
great
wrong
discussions.
With that.
And they may find, you know, I'm not, you know, your usual conservative either. So.
No, I know. You're not a conservative. Right. I mean, you're more of a libertarian, whatever that means.
Sure. And let's leave it there, whatever that means.
Yeah. Well, I think just the, you know, you're talking about the Civil Rights Act, and, you know, there are people that did deal with, you know, the dogs and the fire hose and all that stuff, which was a black eye and just a terrible time in our country. But, you know, the great part about our country is we've gotten over it. Great part about it is we actually have kind of made it through that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And as divided as this country is now, but I mean, you know, people, that stuff is not going on. And I think a lot of people's thought processes and their values have changed a lot. You know, we value people not by the color of their skin, but the content of their character, at least we're supposed to.
Right.
My problem is we're starting to get back into that again. I mean, I just read an article a week ago talking about they're trying to now do, and some of the universities have separate dorms for black people and white people.
Yep.
I mean, that's absurd.
It's going back to
the most racist, unbelievable thing I've ever heard of in my life.
The worst thing you could ever do is separate people with different skins, different backgrounds, or whatever. That's the stupidest thing you can do. The smart thing to do is let everyone interact, because then there's.
Well, I mean, that's just.
Well, then I don't know that person over there with brown eyes. They're the brown-eyed people. It's stupid. You let them interact with each other. I don't even know the brown-eyed guy. I know that guy Neil over there, or I know that guy Joey over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it should be. But introducing separatism like this is fuel. It's just fuel for the fire.
Yeah, and that's exactly my problem, and it is. It's people, it's politicians and the political left dividing this country, knowing they can divide and conquer. And it's been easy to do that. I mean, unfortunately, even corporate America is getting involved in it. I mean, it's just, it's really a really scary road we're going down. I mean, I felt like we were kind of on the right direction there. And then all of a sudden, these manufactured problems start coming up, you know, and all of a sudden we're back to where we were. I mean, we're not in the 1950s anymore, okay? Those days are long gone, and I think people have understood that, you know, we can move along and move forward and know that that happened. But at the same time, I mean, we can't sit back and dwell in it. And I'm not trying to be rude. I understand there's people who have really serious feelings about that, but we can't sit back and dwell on it. You know, you're talking about Selma. You know, Selma at one point was a jewel of a city.
Yes,
I mean,
it
truly is one of the most, and if you've never been there, unfortunately in the past 15 years, it has been decimated. But going there over, I was born and raised in Montgomery, but going there and seeing family and friends in Selma over the years, I mean, it has slowly dwindled to a shell of itself. The beautiful homes, the thick, rich history from the Civil War to Civil Rights. It is an amazing place. It truly is a historic city, and it had potential, but unfortunately, Democrats have destroyed it. I mean, and I'm not trying to pick at Terry Sewell, but Terry Sewell, if you look at her Facebook page, there's nothing about economic development. There's nothing about trying to get jobs. There's nothing about expanding and helping people with education. It is constantly divide and conquer with her. And this is why her district is a complete failure. You know, and the only way to get out of that is to try something a little bit different. Because the way they're going down in that part of the country or in the part of the state is not the road you need to be going down. Making excuses and all this is not the way we should go.
And, well, if we just, just vote a little more, vote harder, you know, really fill in that bubble.
I fought pretty hard this time.
I appreciate the call, Chris. Yeah. I got to run.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, take care.
272-9228. Got to hit this break. 272-9228.
Donkey Lori's got a great idea.
Yeah, well, hold on, Donkey Lori. We'll get to you here soon. Folks, this is part of the program brought to you by Ray Bowles and Prattville Carpet.
Love Ray Bowles.
Great locally owned, family owned business. And if you are in need of new carpeting, but any type of new flooring, traditional hardwood, maybe luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, even ceramic tile.
Ceramic tile.
It's great for the kitchen or the bathroom. They can get the job done for you. If you call them today, call Prattville Carpet at 285-8117. Ask them about a free in-home consultation. They'll come to you. They'll even bring samples. They'll measure. That's for you and for them. So you can know how much it's going to cost, what the job entails for them, and so they can get it done, well, in a speedy fashion. Prattville Carpet, folks you can trust, and they'll travel. Now, you got to make it worth their while if it's a far-flung place, but even if you got a beach house and you want to renovate your full beach house with new flooring, they can get the job done for you. So check them out today. Prattville Carpet, you can stop by their showroom at 2201 Cobbs Ford Road, but be sure to call them at 285-8117. Ask about that free in-home consultation, and be sure to tell them that News and Views from 9 till noon sent you. More News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Oh, well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
Oh, that's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances. You know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man. That's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Call the Dixie experts for all of your electrical fixture installations for true peace of mind. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Sharon with the Depot Furniture Gallery. Choosing to advertise with Blue Water was an easy decision to make. Our goal was to increase sales, and they reached the audience that we wanted to connect with. Our sales rep has been great to work with, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Conduct yourself in a
democracy.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Hey, man.
How you doing, Randall?
First thing I want to start off, if there's any way to do it, like if, when Jack gets moved to rehabilitation.
Yeah.
If we get like all lined up, you know, when they find out what time they're going to get him up the walk, and we all just kind of make a circle around the place, you know what I mean? I mean, if you get, if that's something, I just want to throw that out there.
Hey, Randall, you're breaking up really bad, buddy.
Oh, man, don't tell me that.
Well, and Jack's got a recovery, doesn't need a lot of stress in his life. And I don't know, Randall, you popping up out of the bushes, I don't know if that'll help.
Oh, yeah. You know, just making a little circle, have everybody blast 93.1, you know, a little love, that's all.
Sure.
But on the gerrymandering right quick before we get back to the thing, the gerrymandering, look, Jason, black people would not have the representation they got now if it wasn't gerrymandering. There's only one white person that I studied that I can prove that could say Gerald Dial, he moved it and he was reelected next year, and if he didn't, because of the way the people had moved out, he had to run up there and get them white votes. You know what I mean? And if it wasn't for gerrymandering, you would be out there. And about the reason that Purdue dude got votes and Trump didn't is because the sheet only had Biden's name on it. I mean, we've seen the things come out on that. And I'm ready for people to start standing up. And you know what I mean? And I want to tell you now, there's a mechanical bull. I'll be out back, out beside the rodeo. The best time to go around there now is not during the rodeo, but when they show in cow.
Yeah.
You can go back at, you know what I mean? You get the feel of it. And that, you go ahead and put them on there right now.
That's a good idea. So you can warm up on the mechanical bull before you move to the real thing.
And they can turn it up to the max. And
I'll let you watch Urban Cowboy get some tips, Joey.
What do you think about, what if she says tomorrow, hey, Dr. Mass, so today they're doing a virtual because they, you know what I mean, they didn't want to drop the mask, but she drops it tomorrow and then they have the rodeo.
Well,
what does that look like?
Well, they just change things, Randall. They'll just have to change how they want to do it. I've seen, like, Whataburger in Texas, even though the governor has come out and said, hey, you don't have to wear masks, Whataburger said, my employees are still going to wear masks.
Right. Oh, it's almost, even if the government doesn't mandate it, people will still wear masks?
Oh, you have freedom.
Wow. That's amazing.
And on the testing on Florida and stuff, what to say that he ain't sitting back letting them, like, they could send 60% of tests already be ready to be, say, positive when it gets turned in. I mean, wouldn't be nothing hard to do. The government could do that. I mean, they could do that easy to prove his point. Do you think that is something that could happen? I mean, with the way things going these days, the Florida and all will come back positive, and regardless if they all stick or not. Do you see that happening?
No, actually, I don't. Not at this point. I think Florida's been open for months now in a large degree. Yeah. DeSantis has outlawed localities and municipalities fining people for not complying with mask mandates or social distancing. So Florida's all right. And actually, Florida is in the middle of the pack in terms of deaths per capita with being the oldest state in the union. So you'd think they'd have more of a problem than, say, California, which is having a huge problem. So I do not find the lockdown approach to be effective, number one. And it's also not sound science. It's not sound public health measures based on listening to other epidemiologists other than the ones the government props up and pays hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. So, you know, I get tired of this. Listen to the science. Oh, you mean listen to your authorities.
Your science.
And that's not how science works. It's not an article of faith by any means, and let alone a government imposition.
And I want to say this about, they got the rodeo, they got a nice Facebook page, SLE Rodeo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it'll click right through the, you ain't got to punch nothing, and you can go to their Facebook page and go from there to everywhere. And man, Trent is from right here. I mean, he lives in Toggleville now. And that's cool. I mean, and that joker is funny, and you wouldn't think that. I think he's some kind of, he puts you to sleep, you know what I mean? Like one of them kind of nurses.
A hypnotist?
That, you know, not anesthesiology.
Oh, okay.
And man, but he'll get out there and cut a rug, man. He makes the rodeo. He makes the rodeo to me, man. I don't know if you ever seen it. If you had, man. And he's from right. I mean, like it'd be nice. He came on the radio one time, Kobe, a few years ago. But anyway, right, bro. Well,
Randall,
I love y'all.
Hey, take care, Randall. Love you, brother.
272-9228. Let's go to Clint. Hey, Clint.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Clint.
Hey, first of all, I pray that Jack is doing well today. And,
thank you for that.
Yep. And, hey, Joy, you need to get on bull, dude.
Why?
Every man needs to ride a bull. I rode my first one when I was 10.
Do you mean a literal bull or something else?
No, a bull.
Okay.
We thought about joining the rodeo to be a bull rider.
Mm-hmm.
And my first bull I got on, that was a mistake.
Do you think Donald Trump's ever ridden a bull?
I don't know, but I said, no, this ain't for me. That's something going to hurt me. And yeah. The mechanical bull hurt me even more.
So. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's why you got that limp still.
Well, you got a man, a person running the mechanical bull. The real bull just does, but it does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a reason it does what it does.
Yeah. So, no. So, I gave up on the rodeo. So, well, hey, they haven't attacked the Capitol today yet.
No, that's 1236.
The QAnon hordes?
In D.C.?
Yeah.
So, no one has attacked the Capitol yet today.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And a few calls ago, you guys were talking about votes being counted.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of votes don't get counted, and Eddie should maybe even relate to this. I was in Germany. Yeah, Germany.
Germany.
And we sent our votes in for President Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And we were told later that our votes were never counted because they got here too late.
Did you guys?
How can American military, American civilians working overseas, how can their votes come in too late?
Did you get, like, official word on that, Clint? Do you know?
Yes, we were told that.
I remember when we lived overseas, my parents were told that, too, and they were ticked off. But it was, they never got official word. It was more of like the rumor around the office type thing.
No, we got official word.
Wow.
Our commander, he said, you know, whoever voted, your vote did not get counted.
Mm.
So, you know, why not? If you're going to have somebody have some, a few days to get your vote in, it should be the American citizens overseas.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, it takes time to get them votes. I don't know how they do the votes from overseas. But back then, there were no computers.
Right. You'd mail it.
You had to mail it in.
Yeah.
Or you put in your vote, and they compiled the votes. They had to ship the votes from Europe to the U.S.
Right.
And they were never counted because they were too late getting here. What's up with that?
Well, that sounds like a racket to me. I got to run, Clint.
Hey, man. Take care, Clint.
What the hell have you done bringing up this bull thing?
We got a bull supplier, perhaps, online. For you.
Not riding a bull.
The crowd demands it, Joey.
The crowd can go kick rocks. I'm not riding a bull.
We're going to talk to Rick Peters.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The weather news is good. This is the best day of the week weather-wise, with the warming trend continuing. High temperatures today will be in the lower 70s. Plenty of sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear, a little chilly, but actually close to normal. Low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 60s, maybe teasing 70 degrees. We should be dry during the day tomorrow, but a chance of a few showers late Friday night. Lots of sunshine this weekend. High temperatures in the middle 60s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota utility tractors are known for their dependability. Whether you need to plant, mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, make the hard work easy with a Kubota tractor. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to Donkey Lori, who Eddie says has a good idea. Hey, Donkey Lori.
Hey, Donkey Lori.
I do. Morning, fellas. In the spirit of Hunger Games, I offer Fudge as tribute.
Oh, no.
For yes. Joey to ride.
Yes.
You can pass this on him, Joey.
I'm not riding your Fudge.
Okay. Well, hey, listen, I'm talking about my steer. And he's not a bull.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he's just only missing a couple of components.
Is this the one that likes the apple so much?
Yes.
Oh, Joey, you would love this.
I don't know if you saw the post on Facebook, but if Joey didn't see it, Eddie, I'll send the video to you on your Facebook Messenger, and you can show him.
Yeah.
And you can see when he comes running up the fence line, he kicks and he fucks and
he's so happy.
He's so happy for apples. And he's only, he's a little over a year old.
Wow.
Joey, so he's not like a, you know, grandpappy, you know, bull, he's big, handsome boy. And
yes, he is.
If you don't have the cojones to get on my bull that doesn't have cojones, I got a miniature donkey. His name is Buddy. I offer Buddy a tribute.
Actually, that seems more fitting. I did say earlier in the day I'm an ass. So.
But I promise, you can come over and practice, and what I'll do is we'll strap you on him. And then I'll start pitching apples across the pasture, and he literally chases them down like a puppy chasing a ball.
Yeah.
So you'll get the whole feel of, like, the, you know, the kicking and bucking and rocking.
Well, it's, yeah.
Shucking and jiving and, you know. We'll even play some good music while it's going. Yeah, it's going to be great.
I think
we should barbecue and, like, invite people. And,
we could have a Dunkin' booth.
Yes, a Dunkin' donkey booth.
Oh, I love the idea.
Okay, and I do want to say, we've been here for like 7 years. I've never been to the rodeo. I am getting my tickets today.
Good deal.
Awesome.
Rodeo is awesome.
I am going to the rodeo, and I'm looking forward to it. But Joey, I mean, think about it.
Okay, one second. Hold on. Let me go into
deep thought, Joey.
No, let me check something. I like those too much. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to ride anything like that.
I'll send the video to you, Eddie, and you can tell me about big budgets. Y'all have a great day.
You too. I remember, Joey, as a young buck when the rodeo would come to town, as a young single man, you had to make sure you got your cowboy boots and your hat out.
Yeah.
There's something about the cowboys when they come to town, the women all of a sudden want cowboys. And you're either going to blend in or you're going to go home alone.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking back, that was kind of sad.
So you're saying I should conform?
Yeah. I think you'd make a good cowboy. I mean, you might even hit 6 foot if you get some boots on.
272-9228. Yeah. Make your jokes funny, man. Make your jokes. Hank!
Hey, Joey.
Hey, Hank.
How are you?
Ah! I feel a little,
Don't even go there.
Emasculated. That's how I feel right now.
I got a quick aside here, and I may be off base a little bit, but oh well.
Yeah. Happens every day.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I was a military brat. And we lived in Europe. And my dad used to drag us all over Europe, and I'm glad he did.
Mm-hmm.
Very happy memories of all that. We went to Spain one time. I said, well, where are we going, Dad? And he said, we're going to Madrid. I said, what's happening in Madrid? So I'm going to take you to a bullfight. And I went, a bullfight? He goes, yeah. I said, no, I'm not going.
Oh.
And here I am, like an 11-year-old kid, telling my dad, no, I wasn't going to go.
You didn't want to see
it. And Dad looked at me and he goes, why? I said, because it's not fair. And he said, what do you mean it's not fair? I said, well, if the matador wins and kills the bull, that's fair. That's usually what happens. But sometimes the bull wins. He actually gores the matador.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kill the bull anyway.
Mm, I see what you mean.
That you ought to put that bull out in the pasture and let him breed more strong bulls. I'm like, it ain't right.
You were saying all this at 11?
I was 11.
Man, you're a smart 11-year-old.
Well, yeah, I've always been kind of beyond and kind of below my age.
Hmm. Yeah. I could see you being a precocious 11-year-old in, you know, Madrid, Spain. No, that actually putting two to two together, that isn't fair to the bull at all.
No, it's not. Well, and Dad changed our trip. Instead of going to Madrid, when I told him I was not going to the bull fight, we switched and we went down to the Mediterranean. And it was the 4th of July. I remember that because we got firecrackers and we went down on the Mediterranean Sea and sat down on a beach and shot firecrackers off.
What coastline were you on? Was it?
We were in Spain.
Okay. Well, I hope one day to be dragged across Europe.
Well, my memory's getting a little bit foggy.
Well, that can be forgiven. I got to run, Hank. Appreciate it.
Take care, Hank.
Take care, my friend.
It's a good point. You ever been to a bullfight?
I have not. I've always wanted to go run with the bulls.
Mm-hmm. Now?
I want to watch now. I want to watch. But I love, and I know it's horrible, but I love when I see these idiots get gored by the bull. I'm like, what do you think is going to happen? You know, they'll reach back and they kind of tease the bull a little bit, and then they hit a banana peel. The bull's
yeah,
all over.
Yeah.
But I'm not above going to a bullfight. I know it's for some people it's a bit cruel and whatnot, but to me it's exciting. But I
don't think I've ever been. I'd go to that.
But I've seen them on TV and things like that. You know,
272-9 crowd. 272-9228. Folks, this hour news and views. Brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Great seeing Kim.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Williams yesterday, and she's busy, 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 and right now she can save you money.
Yes.
So pick up your mortgage statement today, and then, you know, have that usual knowledge available to give her, like your Social Security number and how much money you're making a year, these sorts of things. And it's a quick conversation. Turn around on the phone. She can estimate how much she's going to save you. You just got to call her at 567-4223. You can also apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. But right now, she can save you hundreds of dollars a month on that mortgage payment. You get to skip up to two payments when you refinance through Alabama Home Mortgage, especially you veterans through the EARL program. You can save a lot of money. That is the best available program going. But even if it's a conventional mortgage, even a jumbo size loan or mortgage, Kim Williams, Madeline, the whole team can save you money. And if you're a potential first-time home buyer, why don't you call Kim Williams to walk you through the home buying process? Again, that number, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Know whether he's coming or going.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sinclair's has been offering the finest dining experience in the River Region for decades. What keeps people coming back? We decided to find out for ourselves.
I like Sinclair's because it's a great atmosphere and they have some of the most awesome food that you can have. The steak and seafood is very good. It's always cooked to your order and it's phenomenal.
But is that all? Even the pickiest eaters choose Sinclair's.
You can get the mama spaghetti pie, or if you're feeling a salad, you can get something fresh. They have tons of salad choices. You can get steak, you can get a different type of seafood, a fish salad, fish plate, veggies and fish. They have everything. Even the meat and three options during lunch are great.
Perfect for parties, birthdays, anniversaries, and those crucial first dates.
If I was going out on a date and somebody took me to Sinclair's, I would be pumped. They have a great selection of wine. They have a great bartenders who take care of people, have great cocktails, and the food is superb.
Sinclair's Fine Dining is ready to serve you for lunch, brunch, and dinner. Visit them today at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Road. Sinclair's.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Riverside Chevrolet are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Riverside Chevrolet, located on 231 in Wetumpka. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Riverside Chevrolet.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
Let Welcome me back. Ears and I'll You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon.
I will try not to sing out of key.
Joe, you ever have curmudgeons just make you laugh?
I am a curmudgeon. Like, I seriously am. Like, have you not listened to me?
Yeah.
Like, if anything, I've become more optimistic in the last
you
year.
You have done that. I'll give you that.
And it's not like, hey, oh, everything's sunshine and lollipops. Right. And I think we got a lot of problems, and I think the government's a huge racket. Like, what I said to Jason earlier today, I mean it. And I've been saying it for years. That if you think you get your freedom by voting yourself a living or by voting alone, that's not how this should work. It's a very actually old, ancient way of thinking about freedom. There's a newer way of thinking about it where freedom and liberty belongs to the individual. So,
yes,
that would be a better idea. And both should go together. So you have a say in how power should be used, but you also have your individual rights and your life and how you want to lead it. And pursue your happiness protected. 272-9228. Anonymous, welcome.
How you doing today, guys?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I don't know how you got off on the Bulls, but I got a little story for you.
All right.
You don't ever want to ride a real one unless you ride a mechanical one. Back years ago, in my younger days, we had been to an Alan Jackson concert at the Coliseum. And we went to a place called Roper's, which is Chico's Paint and Body now.
Yeah.
Had a bunch of buddies of mine bet me I wouldn't ride a mechanical bull.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, one of us friends with a guy that run it. And
yeah.
I got on it. Never did throw me off. He tilted it all the way up. Mm-hmm. Didn't throw me off. But the next day, I got up, and I'm in my jockey shorts. Mm. I get up, I walk down the hallway, my wife says, oh, my God. And I look like I have been beat with a baseball bat. On my inner thigh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I felt it for about a week.
Oh,
and I was
Lord.
A young man. But a real one, no way.
Yeah, I've seen too many videos of pros, professionals.
Oh, yeah.
And... like, it could go very, very wrong very, very quickly. And, well, I mean, you got to train it for a while.
Right.
They wear helmets now.
Yeah.
You know, And I used to think, you know, these guys are wussies. You know, they got on helmets, but a lot of them are doing it. And you know, these bull riding is a young man's sport, kind of like motocross. You get over about 25 years old
yep.
in motocross, you're washed up.
Yeah, that's the end of your career, and you struggle walking.
But that bull riding is not but a faint of heart.
And how does it? I mean, you got to have strength. Imagine your legs, but yeah. also your grip strength, right? Yeah. Okay.
And balance.
There you go.
Yeah, and you got to watch the head of it. And I know sure. a lot of young boys that ride bulls, and I know one has had his ear ripped off.
Ooh.
He got boo over his head, and the horn come up. Mm-hmm. Deep on the inside of his ear, ripped his ear off.
Ugh.
And they sewed it back on. I mean, his ear's fine, but it kind of looked...
it's a little bit lower than the other side.
Yeah, it looks kind of funky, but...
Oh, and the great thing is, if you survive all that, for a while you can, if not the rest of your life, walk around and go, okay, that's a man.
Yeah.
That's a man right there.
I hear you, man. But I'm getting ready to hear the governor talk.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, we'll see if we can take that live here. I appreciate the call.
Man, I hope my mom does us good.
Yes, likewise. Appreciate it, Anonymous.
Thank you.
Thank you, bud.
Flower Child.
Hey, guys, I got a joke for you.
All right.
Mr. Potato Head had his spuds mashed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Flower Child.
What, did he pay for that?
Anyway, I heard that. I want you to get Will Ainsworth in and Shane Poison Ivy so we can open up this state again and so we can be in competition with the Florida Panhandle, et cetera.
It'll be interesting to see what the future holds for the lieutenant governor because he said, he made it very clear, I'm not going to run for Senate, mm-hmm. Shelby mm-hmm. seat. So we'll see if he tries to run for the governor's seat.
She's supposed to be a leader, you know, and lead, mm-hmm. not just cower and hide.
Now, I'll give it to her yesterday. She read some Cat in the Hat.
Oh, my gosh. Once you have a walk it in a pocket. Anyway. Anyway.
You've been drinking early today.
That's right.
No. I'm sorry. But I do want to shame another profession.
Oh, okay.
Besides Montgomery Public School teachers.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The veterinarians.
What?
What's wrong
with that? Yes. The most beloved profession besides pediatricians. Do you know they are still, with few exceptions, making clients sit out in the car while they take your pet in
yeah.
into the examining room, okay, because of the fear of COVID. Now, you can go get your teeth done, you can have your eye exam, you can have your hair done. Why can't you go in with your dog into an examining room? This is crazy. And I just don't appreciate it. I called the state veterinary board, and they said it's just an individual thing, but I wish everybody would call up and complain to the veterinarian. I know I did, and I even switched, at least so I could get in the lobby of one of the places. Right. I mean, if anybody knows that there's a treatment for COVID, it's the veterinarians with ivermectin. I mean, that's their standard drug. So I just wish everybody would complain, and maybe they would not be wusses like Kay Ivey is being, and forcing us to sit out in the parking lot for a long time. You know, they're still booking every 15 minutes. I mean, do pediatricians make you drop your child off at the office door?
No.
No, I mean, it's crazy. And then the other thing is I want to stick up for Trump on McCain. McCain is a traitor. He is the one that pushed that false steel narrative that Hillary Clinton paid for
yep.
that gave Trump 2 years of grief. We had the Mueller investigation for a president. And that's all I got to say today. Thank you. And God bless.
Love you, Flower Child.
Final hour. News and views coming up. We're going to try to take the governor live here. Looks like they're getting prepared.
She got her Django suit on, I hope.
I don't know. I haven't seen what she's wearing yet today. We'll be right back.